BBC News with Marion Marshall. President Obama has approved the call-up of reserve and National Guard forces if they're needed to help fight Ebola in West Africa. Mr. Obama said the guardsmen would augment the active forces, providing humanitarian assistance in West Africa. The first deployment of guardsmen would be expected to help build 17 Ebola treatment centres in Liberia, one of the countries worst affected by the disease. Officials at the Defence Department said that Mr. Obama's executive order was necessary to speed the deployment and would allow the President to send additional forces as needed. The US is sending 4,000 military personnel to West Africa to help stop the disease. The director of the US Centers for Disease Control, Thomas Frieden, has warned that the spread of the Ebola virus in Africa could pose a long-term threat to America's healthcare system. He was speaking to a US congressional committee in Washington.
There's a lot of fear of Ebola. And I will tell you, as the director of CDC, one of the things I fear about Ebola is that it could spread more widely in Africa. If this were to happen, it could become a threat to our health system and the health care we give for a long time to come.
But Dr. Frieden said the U.S. had the knowledge and expertise to combat the disease. The World Health Organization says it's focusing on 15 more African countries in its efforts to stop the spread of Ebola. It says they've been chosen because they share land borders with the three worst affected countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea, or have significant trade or travel links. In Sierra Leone, a case has been confirmed in the last remaining district to be Ebola-free, so the entire country is now affected by the disease. The extent of female genital mutilation in England has been revealed for the first time. Jane Draper reports.
No one has ever been convicted of cutting girls' genitalia in the UK, and a recent parliamentary report described the lack of action as a national scandal. This new data from the Health and Social Care Information Centre is an attempt to begin understanding the scale of the problem. The figures show that as well as 467 new cases seen by NHS hospitals in England just last month, almost 1,300 female patients were receiving ongoing treatment because they'd been subjected to genital mutilation.
Turkey has lost its bid for election to the UN Security Council after three rounds of voting at the General Assembly. It was beaten by Spain in the runoff for the last vacant seat. The BBC UN correspondent says it's a diplomatic setback for Turkey, which has recently faced criticism for not doing enough to stop the advance of Islamic State militants in Kobani. But our correspondent says Turkey's campaign for a two-year temporary seat might also have been hindered by the fact that it last served on the Security Council 4 years ago. BBC News. A series of attacks in the Iraqi capital Baghdad has killed at least 39 people and injured many more in mainly Shia neighbourhoods. In the deadliest incident, two car bombs were set off in the western district of Dorley. Attackers also targeted a police checkpoint and an army patrol. Another car bomb exploded at a market in the southern district of Mahmoudiya. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has said action is needed to curb EU immigration and pledged to have one last go in negotiating a better deal for the UK in Europe. Mr. Cameron implied that he might be prepared to advocate Britain leaving the EU if he didn't get the deal he wanted. Brazilian police have arrested a man who they say has confessed to at least 39 murders over a period of 3 years. Police said the security guard targeted homeless people, women and homosexuals. Willa Davis reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Handcuffed and wearing a stab vest, Tiago Gomes da Rocha looked calm and said nothing as he was shown off in front of the media and victims' family members in the state capital Goiânia. The 26-year-old is accused of committing a horrific series of murders. Described as cold but driven by rage, police think he killed as many as 39 people in Goiás state in the last 3 years. Rocha, who worked as a security guard, is reported to have confessed to the killings, but said reports he had no particular motive and knew none of his victims.
Mozambique's main opposition party, RENAMU, says it won't accept the results of Wednesday's presidential elections. RENAMU's spokesman said there'd been polling irregularities and voter intimidation. Preliminary results suggest the governing FRELIMO party is heading for victory. There's been violence in parts of Mozambique as police clash with protesters who've gathered outside polling stations to monitor vote counting. The elections themselves were largely peaceful. BBC News.